Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. This is Krishna. I was calling because I noticed that I have a charge from your company on my account, and I don't know what this is.
Okay. I can look that up for you. What's your name again?
Krishna, K-R-I-S-H-N-A. What kind of company is this?
I'm with a third-party call center. We do assist with multiple companies. Can you verify your mailing address?
631 Ariba Street, California, 94553.
Okay, and let's see. So it does show, looks like on May 13th, there was a charge of $7.95 shipping and handling for that KitchenAid, and the terms and conditions state that you were subscribed to this monthly fee for the membership for being enrolled after paying that $7.95.
You know what? That was a lie. Because when I saw the advertisement, it was for the KitchenAid, and they was on, according to the ad, they were selling for $195. So all of this other stuff is not what it stated at all. So how do I go about to get this reversed? Because I don't want this.
Okay, we can go ahead and cancel that subscription for you. I have that cancellation number if you would like that.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is C as in Charlie 2602.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. Start over.
It's C 2602-42394.
Okay. And this is a phone number?
No, that's the cancellation number.
Oh, okay. Cancellation number. So do you know how long it will take before this gets reversed?
I mean, go ahead and cancel that subscription immediately, and then we can offer you a 35% refund on the charge.
Okay, what do you mean a 35% refund?
Because since it was stated in the terms and conditions, they have it as a valid charge, but they do allow, you know, if you know that when information went unnoticed, we can offer a 35% refund to you.
Okay, so
that's a courtesy.
Okay, so then what would that do? What would the 35% refund do?
They will ask that you allow 3 to 5 business days, and then you will see like that credit back on your statement, your bank statement, or your credit card statement.
So will they credit the $7.95 and the $56.95?
No, the $7.95, that was for the shipping and handling. But they will credit 35% of that last charge for you.
Okay, so they're going to credit 35% of the $56.95?
Correct.
False advertisement?
You said for what now?
For false advertisement.
I mean, because it was stated in the terms and conditions. I mean, I can go ahead and upgrade that.
I'm sorry, and I don't know if you know this, but online, all it said was the KitchenAid, and it literally said that it was $195 due to the government seizing these, so they had these extras they wanted to get rid of and sell them. So I was like, okay. So it said $195. Once I clicked on and just put my information in, I didn't receive anything saying anything about terms and conditions. I didn't receive anything about that. So everything that you're saying, this is all new to me.
Okay, ma'am. So I can go ahead and upgrade it, offer you a 50% refund on that charge.
a 50% refund on the $5,600.
Correct.
I need all of my money back because this is false advertisement.
Okay. Well, I mean, I do apologize for that, but that is the highest.
Because that's what it showed. I'm sorry, though, but that's what it said. It's like it said one thing, and then you just click on the site, and the only thing that comes up was for you to put your information in so they can send it to you. That's what shows up. What you're saying, nothing about a membership showed up at all. Nothing like that showed up.
Okay.
And that's why I was surprised about the $7.95, and now you're saying you guys will credit me up to 50% of the fee. But what I don't understand is if you don't want something, you should be eligible for the fee. But like I said, what they stated in that, what they stated online and what they showed is different than from what you're saying to me now. That's what was confusing. So I'm losing money on something that was false advertised.
Okay, well, ma'am, that's the most that I can offer, but I can try to get you over to a supervisor to see if they can assist.
Okay.
Okay, hold just a moment. Okay, ma'am, I will go ahead and transfer you over now. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
Thank you. Hello?